Rudder's Place. We were chatting to Faye, one of the organisers behind Rudder's Place, when they did their special Christmas edition. And
yeah, lunch for people who had nowhere else to go. That wasn't just homeless people. It just could be people that were lonely as well.
Yeah, such a beautiful concept. And then she mentioned to us that they were going to be opening a cafe this year where people who have intellectual disabilities or learning impairments, they can actually work there, which I think is fantastic, especially myself having Lulu, who's got Down syndrome. One of the things you do think about with a child with special needs is, you know, will they be independent? Will they be able to get a job, earn their own money and live a full life in that respect.
Yeah, their employment opportunities would be very limited.
Yeah.
Like, because a lot of people go, especially in small business anyway, you go, well, I don't really have, you know, I've only got the capacity to put on one person. I need that one person to be fully functioning.
Yeah, and they might need extra help and they just don't have the means to provide that. So it's so cool that Rudder's Place have opened their cafe, and I thought I'd just pop in and check it out and see how they were going. I have to do a shout out to Dylan, Adrian and Chris. They were hard at work there in the kitchen and serving up front, and I caught up with Megan, who was their coordinator and all, just to find out how it's all going.
You've only been open for a few days, but it's a little hive of activity in here.
We're really happy with the community supporting us. We're very lucky and the staff are doing so well. We're a bit worried and they were a bit nervous coming in on Monday, but they've done so well and some of them are making coffee better than me. So
my husband Milko's nervous when I get into the kitchen too, because it usually ends in disaster. So I understand where they're coming from.
Yeah, so can I.
Hey, Chris, how's your experience been in a Rudder's Place so far?
Very, very good. It's been quite busy this morning, so...
Now, did you have to do a lot of training before today, learning how to make coffees?
Yeah, we done a course for Certificate 2 in Hospitality, and we done our coffee training and food prep and making milkshakes and smoothies. And
yeah, how does it feel to be don your Rudder's Place shirt on and be part of the workforce?
That feels really good. I'm thoroughly enjoying it.
Okay, so what's your specialty?
Cooking.
Okay, what's your signature dish then?
Chicken Caesar wraps.
Oh, that sounds good.
Or halloumi wraps or even ham and cheese toasties.
Oh, can you make me something special for lunch? Because I'm starving.
I can make you anything.
Okay, Chris, let's get that happening. Just quickly, Megs. So how important is it for people that have intellectual disabilities or might not fit in to regular jobs to have a place like Rudder's Place where they can be independent?
Yeah, just so they can get alongside their peers and have a safe workplace and just bring some awareness to the community to, you know, that they're just as capable as anybody else and they really are, and to put to good use their certificates that they've gotten, not just with us but with other providers as well, and they're fabulous, and we just can't wait until, you know, all of them have come in and everybody sees how fabulous they are as much as we can see.
Already hearing best coffee and best milkshakes in the area.
Yeah. 84 Central Avenue, Oak Flats. They're open again today and on Saturday. I ended up getting Chris to make me a vegetarian focaccia. Delicious. Then I also had a brownie. Very good. And then I also had their flowers, almond and orange cake.
Yum.
Divine. And the so coffee good. Was awesome as well.
You can check them out on Facebook as well. RATHAS, Rata's Place. And from next week, open 6 days a week.
That's right. And 100% of the profits go back into Rata's Place, which does great stuff here in the Illawarra.
Yeah, and helps them put on things like they did last year with that Christmas dinner. So make sure you get out and support them. Great work for all the team involved in that.